Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know, a show empowering you with truthful information so you can make the most informed decisions possible regarding your health and well-being. And, you know, truth in advertising, it's a really important issue. I'm just going to dive into the topic because I have a lot of concerns about what's going on in the world of hemp. As many of you may know, I wrote a book called The Hemp Health Revolution, The A to Z Health Benefits of Hemp. And I have had several guests on my show talking about hemp extract, particularly hemp extract, and all the benefits that you can receive from taking this amazing plant. And as always, you need to know how to navigate through the world of any product. There's so many products to choose from, but how do you know what's the best? How do you know what is the most effective? How do you know what is the purest? How do you know what really is going to deliver what is being promised? So in our nutraceutical industry, this can tend to be a huge problem. And that's why I've invited Dr. Emick Blair on the show today, because we're going to talk about how to choose a really effective CBD, or the hemp extract CBD, the product that has less than 0.3% THC, which is the legal hemp extract product sold in all 50 states. So let me just share a little bit about my guest, Dr. Blair, and then we're going to jump into this really important conversation. Dr. Emick Blair earned his doctorate in chemistry from the University of California, Irvine, and over the past 13 years, he has developed, refined, and implemented a proprietary and innovative method for manufacturing custom liposome formulas. In 2010, Dr. Blair began to produce and license his custom liposome formulas to other organizations. Since the development of this method, Dr. Blair has won several awards from the scientific community and has two patents pending. In early 2015, Dr. Blair founded Valimenta Labs to provide business-to-business private label manufacturing for custom liposomal products, vitamins, supplements, herbal extracts, and energy and nutrition drinks. Valimenta uses a proprietary method developed by Dr. Blair, which does not require high pressure, high temperatures, or toxic synthetic chemicals. More recently, Dr. Blair founded Puffin Hemp, providing liposomal hemp products using the same proprietary method used by Valimenta. Dr. Blair has formulated upwards of 100 unique liposomal formulas that have successfully been brought to market by some of the largest brands in the world. Several of Dr. Blair's formulas have been internationally recognized and awarded by the science and supplement industries. So it's my great pleasure to welcome back to the show Dr. Emick Blair. He's been on the show a while back, and we're going to have him back talking about a really important subject. What do we need to know about choosing CBD hemp extract products? So welcome, Dr. Blair, to the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. I truly appreciate it.
You know, you are such an inspiration to me. I just want you to know, because I have been in this industry for a really long time, you know, 20 years or so, and there are all sorts of people in the industry. There are all sorts of levels of integrity and quality in products, and I just want my audience to know that having met you recently, I don't know, in the last year, 2 years it's been, and having the opportunity to get to meet you and know more about what you've done, you've researched, you're such a paradigm of integrity and quality in what you do. And I just want to say that right up front so people really pay attention to you, really listen to what we're going to talk about. And I don't often say that about my guests. Not that I don't believe that about my guests, but I really think you are a true paradigm of integrity, Emick, and I wanted everyone to know that, so when we have our conversation, they will listen very carefully to what you say and know that you speak the truth and are dedicated to ensuring that everything that is done in this industry is of the highest quality, and you're doing it for sure. and in the work that you're doing. So I just want to start off by acknowledging you for being who you are. And I see that over and over again whenever we have conversations and we get together. So thank you for being that person.
Thank you for the praise. I really appreciate it. You know, and I think that's why we work well together, is because we have the same concept of, you know, what it is that we're doing, right? It's not just about making a product. It's not just about, you know, getting it out there. You know, we feel that, both you and I, that anything that we put out there is, it's like our calling card, right? So it's got to represent us in the right way, in the right light. And if it's not what it's supposed to be, then, you know, it shouldn't go out.
Absolutely. And those are really high values that we both cherish. And, you know, speaking of high values, but let's be honest and talk about what you observe going on in the hemp industry, because you are there out in the field. You're a formulator. You know the industry. You hear what's occurring. So what is the real concern you have about what's happening in this hemp industry world?
Well, I mean, I think let's talk about vaping for just a brief moment. The fact that people are getting very injured, unfortunately, is not a surprise. I think that for so long, you know, there's been bad actors out there that they don't care. They're just trying to put a product out there. They'll say anything about it, you know, just to sell it. And it's a disaster. I mean, it's a crisis. I mean, people are dying, literally dying, from using products that they think are going to bring them health. And I mean, it's absolutely terrible. I mean, people, and then many people are just getting severely injured, right? And when we're talking about severely injured, we're talking about, you know, people who, you know, their lung capacity is going to be diminished for the rest of their lives and never going to be able to really run or do anything. They're going to be somewhat bedridden. So that all stems from the fact that, you know, this industry, the hemp industry, some of it's being done maliciously, and some of it's done just because people don't know any better, and they try to get in there without any experience. You know, they used to be in a field not associated at all with food, with drinks, with products that people consume and take into their bodies, and they just jump in and, you know, within a month become experts. So what we're seeing is that the basic food standards, right, the basic food standards that McDonald's has isn't being followed, right? We're not talking about very high standards here. We're talking about very basic hygiene and quality standards, right? You know, your local neighborhood coffee shop, you know, has these standards built into how they operate, making sure everything's clean, making sure the ingredients are good. And a lot of hemp companies out there, unfortunately, don't have that. And that's a differentiation I see, that some companies are hemp companies and some companies are nutrition and food companies, right? So the hemp companies are generally single ingredient. They don't really deal with anything else. And the supplement companies, well, you know, they'll make vitamin C, they'll make curcumin, you know, all the other nutrients that we know and love, and have years and decades of experience.
So can I just go back to vaping for a minute since you brought that up? Is there any safe products on the market, or is all vaping essentially harmful to the lungs?
In my opinion, all vaping is harmful. So I get calls all the time asking for vape products, and I explain to them that I don't manufacture any products that I believe to be detrimental to your health, right? And vaping, and it doesn't matter whether it's oil vaping, you know, there's other kind of things that people are trying to come out of the market, like water vaping products, all of them are going to be harmful, because anytime you take an oil and put it into your lungs, a certain percentage of it isn't going to be able to be processed correctly, and it's just going to reduce your lung capacity. So in my opinion, there's no need for vaping. You can eat it. Why not just eat it, get the response you need, and move on?
So when people try to do vaping to cut down from their cigarette smoking, is it still putting an oil into their lungs with tobacco, or is that a different issue?
Yeah, I mean, there's. I'm not the expert in this field, but my understanding is there's two forms. There's the oil and there's a salt form. Either way, I mean, you're heating up. Like, this is my opinion. Anytime you heat up an ingredient to turn it into a vapor, a smoke, something that you can inhale, and then you bring that into your lungs, that's a dangerous situation to be in.
Right.
I mean, and it's simple. When you go into hospitals, when you talk to doctors, I mean, really, you never see that around in a concentrated form. You know, I mean, I'll be straightforward with you. I don't even like, and I very much avoid, you know, those essential oils that you burn up into the air.
Mm-hmm.
That to me is also quite, you know, in my opinion, dangerous, right? Because you're heating up an oil, it's getting into the air, and then you're breathing it in because, you know, you think it smells good, right?
Right.
So I think there's a lot of danger with anything that's inhaled when it's not very, very, very carefully tested, right? So if something's going to be inhaled, I'd want years and years of clinical data behind it, clinical and preclinical, right? Whereas in vaping, we have zero studies on, right? We have no idea what is going on. And there's a really interesting article that I was reading about how some of these vaping companies were trying to get professors to do research on their product to show that it's safe, and every single professor straight refused because they said that task was impossible, that there's no way to prove that vaping's safe. And, of course, you know, when the vape companies heard that, they said, well, never mind, we don't want to do the research.
Right. Wow.
So.
Wow. So interesting how certain industries can just jump into the marketplace and have such excitement and money thrown at them, but really have no validity to what they are promoting and the products and the safety of the products they are making.
Yeah, and you know, unfortunately, that's happening in the hemp industry by and large, where, mm-hmm. you know, people go out there and they just say whatever they want about CBD, about hemp, et cetera. You know, it'll cure everything, it'll bring you into perfect health, et cetera. Where, you know, you and I both know, especially you as a practitioner, that all of these different foods, all these different nutritions are tools that we can use to improve our health, but they're not going to, it's not a silver bullet, right? It's a step in the right direction. It's something that you should do that's healthy for you, but it's not, you know, if you have a broken leg and you rub a little hemp on it, you're not going to magically start walking again, right?
Right. We have to know how to use it and its limits and proper application, really, and possibly as part of a protocol. So that's
exactly.
So let's start with some of the key things people need to know when they're looking for a hemp product. Some of the most important things they need to research, and let's start with the source of the hemp itself.
Right, so the source of the hemp is very, very important, right? You want to make sure that it's organic. You know, it's simple. You avoid pesticides, you avoid herbicides. You know, I'll go into a hemp field. I'm looking for bugs. I'm hoping that, you know, I see some chickens running around through the field to know that it's a living ecosystem, right? It hasn't been sprayed and everything's been killed. I'm going to look for overgrowth in the hemp field, right, because that means that no herbicides were sprayed there. So that's step one. Step two is you want to know that the extraction process is done well. And it's really interesting. I've been approached by a few companies telling me, oh, they've got patented hemp extract, patented CBD oil, and things like that. And, you know, they're very proud of themselves because they've got a patent. And they deserve good, you know, some credit, right? Because, you know, getting a patent is difficult. However, when you actually search and you pull up the patent, the extraction is done with, you know, very, very toxic ingredients in a very unhealthy manner. Like, I would never take an extract that's processed in that method and consume it myself. And, you know, if I'm not going to consume it, then obviously I'm not going to use it for anybody else because I consume all of my products. Anything that I make, I use.
Right.
So,
so
you want to
so, so,
yeah.
So I'm just going to say, so we're talking about extraction. So let's go back for people who don't know anything about what that means. Can we just go back to the very basics? So you have, you're growing hemp. You have this plant. And you're looking for the component of that plant that you can make the hemp extract. So what part of the plant is used for hemp extract?
Essentially all of it. Technically, it's what's known as the aerial parts, which is the parts that grow above the dirt, right, not the roots. But in reality, a little bit of roots also get in there.
Okay, so you're starting with the raw material, and then what's the next step that has to be done?
The next step is to dry it, right? So you want to remove all the moisture from the plant. And you have to do that also because then you have to test the plant and make sure that it's below 0.3% THC and meets all the federal requirements.
So certain plants are bred to have low THC, which for people who don't know what that means, it's the psychoactive component that makes marijuana or cannabis have its effect on people. But when legally in the hemp world, 0.3% or less is allowed to be classified as hemp, which is non-THC form of that plant.
Correct. Once it's dried, then it's basically milled. Basically, it's chopped up and turned into not quite a powder, but close to it. So it's like really, you see little small bits and pieces. And then it's ready to get into the first step of extraction. And what extraction is you have, in a hemp plant, you have fiber. You have chlorophyll, right, which is the green coloring on the leaves. And you have all these different ingredients. But what we try to do is we try to get rid of the fiber and those ingredients and just pull out, you know, the terpenes, which are cannabinoids. They're really amazing for you. They help you in the same facet that CBD helps you. You want to pull out all the CBD and CBG and all the different cannabinoids in there, right? And you're basically concentrating the medicinally effective parts of the plant.
So there are different ways that have been used for extraction, and can you go through the different types of extraction and why you have chosen the one that you use?
Yeah, so there's numerous ways of extraction, right? So there's some patented ways, like there's a butane extraction. So you take this hydrocarbon, you know, butane is fuel. You see it in lighters, for instance, right? Anybody who's had those little pressurized lighters, you see them at the corner store. And you use that to pull out all the different, you know, cannabinoids and terpenes. The downside of that is maybe eating butane isn't a good idea, right? I mean, it's fuel. It's good for, you know, for burning, but it's not really what something you want in your body. The other problem is they tend to blow up. And, you know, especially here in Colorado, you know, especially 5, 6, 7 years ago, there were a lot of warehouses that caught on fire, and they found that the people were extracting, you know, marijuana or hemp using butane. The other types of extractions, which many of these are also patented, use other liquid hydrocarbons. So you can use things like benzene, or you could use things like hexane, or the list goes on and on. But basically, these are carcinogenic, and the question is always, well, if I put it in, how well can I pull it out, right? So if I use it for extraction, how can I guarantee that I've taken all of this terrible carcinogenic ingredient and pulled it out of the extract so that the people who are eating it aren't being exposed to it, right? So the method that I prefer is, actually there's a couple of methods that I prefer. There's CO2 extraction, right? So carbon dioxide is what you breathe out of your mouth. It is a byproduct of human beings. And you can take it, you can pressurize the carbon dioxide, you pull out all the different cannabinoids, and then when you're done, you just open the vessel and the CO2 goes back into the atmosphere. So you pull the CO2 from the atmosphere and then you let it go back up. And then worst comes to worst, let's say a little CO2 persists,
no big deal. It, we produce, I mean, how many times a day do you breathe out, right? So right. Not a problem. The other one that I find very effective is an ethanol extraction. So, you know, ethanol, we all know in very, very large amounts gets you drunk, right? It's alcohol. However, the systems nowadays are very, very good at pulling out the ethanol and recycling it. So it's a nice system. It's environmentally friendly. Which is something that's also important, right? We're not just burning up a ton of ingredients and electricity for nothing. And then the technology nowadays for pulling ethanol out of extract is incredible. So we don't even really have to worry about persisting. Even when we do bring in ethanol extracts, and we'll test them, they'll come up non-detectable. So they'll be below 10 parts per million, which is, you know, absolutely nothing. Right, if you walk past, if you drink kombucha, for instance, you know, that's 100,000 times more potent in ethanol than what would these extracts have.
Right, I haven't thought about it that way before.
Yeah. Well, because it's a natural fermentation, right? So when you're eating kimchi, yeah. Right? So I eat a lot of kimchi. I eat a lot of sauerkraut. I love fermented foods. They're oftentimes 0.25% ethanol, right? Yeah. But we know they're still very healthy for you.
Right. Well, especially if they're live with those probiotics, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
So what do you use in your – what type of extraction are you using now?
We're using CO2 extraction, and at times we also use ethanol extraction.
Okay.
But when we bring it in, we test for microbials, for heavy metals, for pesticides, for herbicides, for all the different solvents that people can use. So we check the material to make sure that everything is within compliance, and realistically that everything is better than that it's lower levels than even is required by law, because we know, you know, the law sets limits, but we'd like to be much lower than that.
Right. You know, and it's a really important area for when people are looking, they need to be aware of this, because if a hemp plant is grown with pesticides and herbicides, you're getting that in with the product that you're ingesting, and that's the last thing in the world you want to be taking into your body.
Yes, and hemp plants are really good remediation plants, right? And what does that mean? It means that they pull all the toxins, all the pollution out of the air and out of the soil, right? Mm-hmm. If you want to clean a farm, plant hemp, take it and throw it away. The hemp will naturally do that for you, right?
Wow.
So
are people
– when we're
Oh, go ahead. I'm just I didn't know it was so effective. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it's like one of those things. It accumulates toxins in it. And, I mean, the hemp plant is amazing. It's the partnership between mankind and hemp has been so strong for thousands and thousands of years for this reason. The hemp plant, I mean, they take care of mankind, right? It's not only that they're healthy for you and they allow you, you know, to reach homeostasis and you feed your endocannabinoid system, but the hemp plant provides you with clothing. It provides you with, you know, building blocks, material. You know, I think you recently mentioned that, you know, people are starting to make concrete with hemp. Rope, sails, transportation, I mean, plastics, et cetera, et cetera. And they clean up the environment on top of it. So,
wow, yeah.
I mean, the hemp plant, it was truly, truly designed to be man's partner in life. You know, human beings' partner in life. Right?
Yeah.
So it does so much for us.
Yeah, that's so incredible. I didn't realize it was so good at remediating the soil, which is great if you have toxins in your soil. You just don't want to be ingesting plants that are grown on toxic soils or have had toxins used in some form or other in the growing
right.
of that plant.
And that's why choosing the correct extraction process is really, really important, because what you want to do is you want to pull out the good part and you want to leave the pesticides and herbicides and all the junk on the other side, right? You don't want that. You want to take that material and throw it away. And then as you keep on growing the field time and time again, eventually you don't have to worry about it. So the farms that I deal with are mature farms. They've been doing this for a long time. This isn't the first season that they're growing. So where I'm standing right now, I can see about 50 acres of hemp being grown right this moment through my window. Okay.
Wow.
However, I know that last season there wasn't hemp there. There was corn. So
wow.
I'm going to wait a couple of years before I approach these farmers. I'm going to wish them luck and tell them absolutely go there, do your absolute best. But for me, I'm going to wait a few years so they have a few growing cycles under their belt, and then I'll approach them and be like, hey, I would like to buy some of your hemp.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that there are so many farmers looking at hemp as a cash crop, and there's an undersupply of hemp, the raw materials. So it's good to see farmers are starting to be open to planting hemp once again, which was a huge crop in the United States, and then up until the 1930s, and then it got banned, and now it's coming back again.
That's exactly right. And that's why we partner with farms. We work with people with direct relationships with the farm. And what's really nice is over the last, year or so, we start developing relationships with the labs themselves where we start telling them, like, hey, listen, these are our requirements, and they're making adjustments to meet our purity levels and our quality levels. And so what's nice is there's a good amount of transparency there. We can, like, I've got good visibility into what's going on. But not only that, we're working together to get all of our expertise in one room and put together the absolute best material we can.
Right. So let's move on and talk about another key point about these hemp products, and that has to do with what you are actually able to absorb of the active ingredients to get the therapeutic effect. So what are some of the problems associated with that, Emek, and then what is it that you have found to be most effective?
So we know that hemp absorbs less than 5%. Depending on what literature you read, if you take a standard CBD product, you're absorbing somewhere between 3 to 5% on a good day. So the problem with that is you have to take higher and higher levels in order to get real benefit out of the product. But there's an issue. So CBD at high levels can be a little taxing on your liver. And, a few months ago we saw some PR out there, and we saw some the media and news picking that up, that CBD can damage your liver if taken at high concentration. Well, the reason is because when you take these high concentrations, your liver has to work very, very hard to reject that 95% of the CBD because it only accepts 5% of it. So in order to not tax your body, in order to get the best outcome, I developed a specific delivery system. It's a type of liposome in a broad sense, but it's really something unique to us. And we executed research where we gave people the product and we followed the levels in their blood. And our calculations show that our product absorbs about 85%, right? And this is IRB-approved, double-blinded, crossover human clinical study, right? So a lot of other companies, they say, oh, we have 100% absorption. That's based on no data. That's just based on somebody saying that. So we're at about 85%, which is actually, if you think about it, reasonable. I mean, what you put into your mouth, that 100% of it makes it into your blood. I mean, if I'm drinking a glass of water, some of the water stays in the cup, some of the water spills out. I mean, it's never 100%, right? So we proved high absorption. Now, because we have the high absorption, we also wanted to look, what does it do physiologically to your body? So we executed a blood sugar study and a safety study. And this will be published shortly. It will be published, in October. And what we saw is that this product, for several of the subjects, was beneficial to their liver. their livers actually functioned better, and their enzyme levels were reduced, right? Their bilirubin levels were reduced, showing that the liver was functioning at a higher rate. And the other thing that we saw is that people who had elevated fasting glucose levels, which is an indication of a variety of health issues. So half of the people in the study had elevated blood sugar levels. After 30 days, 0% of the people in the study had elevated fasting glucose levels. Some people dropped over 35 points.
Wow.
Okay? I mean,
yeah.
Many people dropped 15, 20 points. So
wow.
Basically,
wow,
we have the first set of studies showing that the product is safe, it benefits your, you know, people with high fasting glucose levels, and it absorbs at high rates. And the absorption at high rates is a double deal there, because one, you're getting the full benefit, but also you're not stressing out your liver, right? I mean, it's like what, you know, people are more familiar with taking a lot of vitamin C and then getting osmotic diarrhea. Well, it's the same thing, right? You took a whole bunch of vitamin C to try and get healthy, but instead it gave you diarrhea, right? It gave your stomach upset. So the same thing with CBD, only it's not something that you notice, but it's something with high amounts of CBD over a long period of time, it can really tax your liver.
I just want to delve into that a little bit deeper. So people who are taking a form of CBD of the oils, not with the liposomal technology, which we'll get into a little bit, and perhaps not getting clean CBD, so it may be contaminated with some pesticides, herbicides. Actually, when they're taking it in high doses, it can affect the liver? Or could it be for all those reasons, Emic? It's high doses, there's some toxins in there that could be stressing the liver. I mean, it's never really been studied as to why all that's going on, but yeah.
Yeah, so we know even pure CBD will tax the liver at high doses.
Hmm.
Okay, that was done in a controlled study, a very large study, you know, by a pharmaceutical company, you know. However, we know that pesticides are terrible for your liver. We know that herbicides, you know, will cause significant liver issues over time. So that stuff we don't even need to study. We just know. You don't want high amounts of heavy metals. You don't want toxic solvents. You don't want any of these other terrible ingredients in there, right? That goes without saying. You know, but then on top of it, there's the issue of, well, even if I do get pure CBD, but I have to take hundreds of milligrams a day, that there's some potential issue for it to damage your liver over time.
So the point that's really important that I want to emphasize and make sure people understand, it's not the amount you take. It's the amount that actually gets into your cells. So that's what we call bioavailability. So a lot of these products, these hemp oil products, they're oil-based, right? So people, and that's 5% bioavailability of the active ingredients. So what you're taking, you're only getting 5% or so of actually having any therapeutic effect. But if you want to increase the amount, I've seen people selling 1,000 milligrams a dose or even higher. Is that what you're talking about? It's like they're selling high doses, thinking they're better because there's more. But in fact, if it's not delivered in the right way, or if it's oil based, it could be more damaging to the liver. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. And this isn't a surprise. CBD isn't unique in this facet of being able to damage you. There's a lot of natural ingredients out there that, if dosed incorrectly, have potential to do harm. I mean, you know, arsenic is natural, right? Cyanide is natural. Just because it's natural doesn't mean that precautions shouldn't be taken.
Right. So the way that you have designed the products that you're working with, that I'm working with, are formulated with this liposomal technology, which allows for this increased and enhanced bioavailability. So in other words, you get more bang for your buck, right? You can get you can take a dropper full and get the benefit that some other products you might have to take three dropperfuls and have side effects associated with it. So let's talk more about liposomal, because I find liposomal technology so fascinating. And again, you need to know there are other products saying they're liposomal, but that's not really the truth either. So again, we have a problem with deception in advertising.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. And the hemp industry tends to be significantly more a bad player in this respect, where people start talking about liposomes and nano, and they're really, when did you start doing this? 6 months ago. Well, great. that's not a whole lot of experience with what's a very sophisticated technology. So what's really nice about the liposomes, too, is that they're made out of these lipids, these nice natural sunflower lipids that your body is craving all the time, because it just never gets enough of that good, healthy nutrition. So even after the delivery, the liposome itself becomes nutrition.
Right. Yeah, that's so interesting, because every aspect of how you developed it is able to be utilized by the body. And liposomal technology, just for people, and let me see if I can explain it, and you can correct me, Emek, but liposomal technology is really fascinating, and it's showing up as the most efficient delivery system with lots of nutrients. Actually, there are lots of products that are switching over to liposomal, which is a more of a liquid option, although I think you can even have it in a capsule, right? Liposomal technology is in a capsule now?
Yes, that's okay. A much newer technology that we've started using over the last couple of years.
Right. But the liposomal is profound, because it's all about what the body can absorb and assimilate. When you're dealing with any supplement and any capsule or any product, you really need to know how much is absorbed and assimilated. And you've got some interesting statistics on that, I believe, Emek.
Yeah.
Give people an idea of what we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, what's really interesting, so in a clinical study, it was a 15-person crossover study. So people took two different products 2 weeks apart, and it was either just a standard CBD product or liposomal CBD. And what was really interesting is that over 50% of the people in the study didn't absorb any CBD at all, right? And that's really, really interesting, because we hear all the time that people – take CBD products and don't notice anything. There's no change. There's no difference. It's just, they move on with their lives. And that's, this potentially is, will answer that question. Why? Because they're not absorbing it. It's just going into their stomachs and passing right out, rather than being absorbed into their blood in a way that their body can utilize the CBD.
Yes, it's like when you're eating food, it's not how much you eat or what kind of food you eat. It's the health of your gut. How much you're absorbing and assimilating will determine what kind of value you're getting. So you really need to put the emphasis on what's bioavailable, what's going to allow those key nutrients or key components of a product to really be absorbed. Otherwise, it's just going right out of you, it's not going to achieve the result. And this is where the liposomal technology really is head and shoulders above everything else, because it is designed in a way to ensure optimal delivery into the small intestine, past all that, the stomach with its high hydrochloric acid levels that can destroy so much of nutrients, protect it, get it into the small intestine where it can be released and fed, in a sense, the active ingredients fed in the body even more so. So you really get that high absorption. I just, can't emphasize how important a really high-quality liposomal product is for the best delivery, because it's ensuring that you can receive all of those key nutrients that you're ingesting. That's why you want them, so it can really get to where it needs to go. And you can elaborate a lot more on that because that's what you've developed and created. So just fill everybody else in on this liposomal technology that you have that you have patented.
So the interesting thing is, you know, the CBD study, which will be published soon, is just one of a line of studies that we've executed. So, you know, in collaboration with Colorado State University, we published essentially the same paper, but on vitamin C, showing that we can dramatically increase the absorption of vitamin C into your blood because out of a gram of vitamin C, only 20% absorbs, right? And that's why when people take about 3 grams, it upsets their stomach. We've done the same study on glutathione, right? And glutathione is an interesting one because when it goes into your stomach breaks it apart. Right, your stomach acids just chomp it up. But we showed that we could protect it with these liposomes, and then within an hour or two, you can increase glutathione levels in your blood instantaneously. So what we've done is we've applied this technique that we've done to so many different ingredients, but we just applied it to CBD. And the reason I'm such a fan of it, it's not only because it works, right? We know it works, is that the concept is derived from nature. Right? When, you know, a baby that doesn't have a digestive system, you know, drinks milk, right, like breast milk, the reason it's able to absorb it is because the nutrition is wrapped up in little fat bubbles and liposomes as well. So this is something that, you know, since the beginning of humans has been used. What we've done is we've taken a very, very natural, holistic, concept and just applied it to a way where it's accessible to everybody.
And that's why people need to understand that the delivery system is really critical, because if you are just getting a CBD product that's an oil base, that could be really hard for the body to break down and utilize. Right, Emic? I mean, if people don't have a healthy digestive system, if they don't make enough of digestive enzymes, especially lipase, which breaks down fats, I always see that as a huge problem in really being able to access whether it's vitamin E or vitamin K or fish oils. If you don't have the ability to break down fats because you're lacking the proper enzymes, you're not going to get the benefit of those nutrients.
Exactly. You know, I always joke around, and you hear me say this all the time, it's not what you eat, it's what you absorb, right? So that's the key. That's the key to a well-balanced formulation for CBD or any nutrient for that matter. You know, we could be talking about curcumin. I mean, curcumin is even worse, right? So yellow curry, 0.5% gets absorbed. The other 99.5% gets rejected, right? And your body works very, very hard to reject all of that curcumin. And so we really need to start thinking along the lines of what you just said is, okay, how's my gut health? How's everything else, okay? And if my gut health isn't very good, I need to bring it back to health, bring it back to fully functioning. If I take this nutrient, how much of it will absorb? Right? So many people take just regular powdered glutathione without any results. And the clinical study showed that for 6 months, nothing's going to happen anyway, right? Because your body isn't able to absorb it, isn't able to assimilate it. And CBD is no different, right? And this is a good way to kickstart getting back to homeostasis, right? Because rather than taking a lot over a long time that may be harmful to you anyway, you can take a little bit, you get good results, and then you maintain it for a long period of time without having to be overly concerned about, you know, your liver health.
Yeah, that's so important. So let's just recap. So you want to make sure a product is grown on organic soil and has been certified to a certain degree or known a known organic source. You want to be sure that you have a really clean extraction method, so you're taking the active ingredients out, which is either CO2 extraction or ethanol. You want to be sure that you have a really good delivery system like the liposomal technology, which is highly efficient and can really allow the active ingredients to make it into your cells. Is there anything else we didn't address as far as the key components so people are aware of all the things they need to be educated about?
I think you want it from a company that does food, does dietary supplements, not just hemp, but they have a lot of legacy knowledge. But the other thing is maybe a product that actually has clinical data behind it, has science behind it, that the company that you're working with actually has invested time, money, energy in order to prove out the product. They're not just trying to push it out the door and sell it to people, but they can believe in it, and they have the data to back it up.
So I just want to say, and in full disclosure here, that what I have been using, the product that I personally use, product that I promote, is the product that you developed, and it's the OptiVita Health product line, and you know, I'm really picky. I want to find the best products. I'm always searching for the best products of whatever category, so I can have them for myself and have them for my patients and friends and family. And the hemp world has been a really interesting world to get involved with because of everything we were discussing and what I've been finding out and what you in the field directly understand and have been exposed to and dealing with all the impaired or, you know, the fraudulent nature or the compromised quality. So the OptiVita hemp products are really the products that incorporate everything we've been talking about, everything you have developed. If they have your liposomal technology, which is patented, which a lot of products say they're liposomal but really aren't. Isn't that true, Emick?
And what's nice is, we partnered up with Frank Davis, 2-time Ernst & Young winner, right? I mean, that's winning it once is a feat. Winning it twice is serious.
What is that? What is that award? What is that?
That award basically goes to an entrepreneur, and it's given out in the state of Utah, which is where Frank Davis is from, and he's wanted for innovation and just basically being an ethical stand-up business person, right? Because we don't want to kid ourselves. This is a business, but there's the right way of doing it and there's the other ways of doing it, right? And Frank is fanatical. I mean, he is absolutely down to the detail fanatical about every single ingredient, every single step, making sure that it's as natural and pure as humanly possible. So he and I get along very, very well. It's very easy to work with him just because that's how I think as well, and that's how you think.
Exactly, and that's why I wanted you to be on the show and wanted people to meet you because I really value how you work and Frank Davis, who I know is a highly ethical businessman. You know, you want to trust the people you're working with. You want to trust the products you're recommending to people. And I'm so grateful that I actually have been guided to you, guided to Frank, have been introduced to the product. And now that you have a clinical study, and I just think that is so profound that you've actually invested in putting a study together that shows and demonstrates that the OptiVita, we're talking about OptiVita hemp, we're not talking about any other product right now. So only this product has been proven and verified to be highly absorbed, to have no, improve liver function, actually, right, Emick? Improve liver function and reduce blood sugar levels.
That's exactly right. And we did the testing, and we're making it publicly available just to show people, hey, this is exactly what it is. And if you think about it, first we went in front of an institutional review board, which was a panel of doctors, and they made sure that our analysis, you know, our methodology is going to be fair and is going to make sense. Then we executed it at a third-party clinic. Then we wrote up our findings and we submitted it to a journal, which was then had other professionals, medical doctors, chemists, biologists, et cetera, experts in the field, review our findings again. So we, not only that, you know, we're cGMP certified, et cetera, but there's a lot of outside review of what it is that we do, both in the manufacturing side and on the R&D testing side.
Right. So when you say the Optivita hemp products are bioavailable, how much do we now know is absorbed compared to other products?
So our calculation from peak blood levels is that our product is absorbed at approximately 85%, and the same people, when they took the regular product, we saw that, you know, half of them didn't even absorb anything at all, and the other half absorbed about 17 times less.
Wow. That's quite significant, and some people didn't absorb at all. But for whatever reason, they weren't able to convert it whatsoever.
Yeah, and that's what's cool. I mean, we call this universal absorption, right? So some products only work on, you know, 50% of the people, like standard CBD products. Our product is universally absorbed by everybody who takes it.
Well, that's great. You know, it's good to know that it's actually doing the job it's supposed to do and getting where it's supposed to go. And I just can't emphasize that's such an issue in this industry. So, it's what makes these products, these Optivita hemp products, so exceptional. And I have to say that there's just more research coming out showing the benefits of taking hemp extract products. If people haven't tried them yet, well, this is the product you want to take because it's been shown to help with sleep and anxiety, support the brain. I have written a lot about women's health, how hemp extract is helping with PMS, helping with menopause symptoms, helping with fertility, helping with bones, helping with autoimmune diseases. I mean, the list goes on and on. And if it helps to lower blood glucose levels, we're looking at how it can help people who are dealing with high blood sugar, high blood glucose, or prediabetes, or maybe dealing with diabetes, right?
That's exactly correct. But blood glucose, I mean, is an indication for so much out there. I mean, your blood glucose is elevated. There's 100,000 different things that could be going wrong in your body, right? And we know that diabetes can be caused by a variety of things. I mean, we know it could be caused by some of these, an interesting study just came out, where they showed that some of these surfactants, so a lot of companies try and create these liposomes with synthetic surfactants like polysorbate 80, and a study came out showing that that causes diabetes and that causes inflammation. And that's why we use natural ingredients. We don't mess around with these synthetics that could be killing the United States. Not only that, we know there's been instances where, you know, high toxicity from pesticides, herbicides, mercury has caused diabetes or has, you know, at least brought on a lot of those symptoms. So by reducing blood sugar altogether, the fasting blood sugar, it's basically showing a healthy way that your body is dealing with insulin, which shows that the body is actually healthy. I mean, blood sugar is one of those things you want to monitor very, very closely and be very careful about because it's an indication for so many different things, right? When you look at liver enzymes, well, that's just really telling you how your liver's doing, right? That's not really a picture of your overall health. But blood sugar is really a snapshot of your overall health at that moment.
Well, yeah, that's so interesting, Emick. So if people listening have tried CBD products, they didn't think they did very much, they weren't really helpful, they didn't get the results they were looking for, You may want to try OptiVita hemp products, which are available. Both, they're available as a topical, so I've used them topically in any areas of pain, any areas of irritation on the skin, even, you know, any and burns, any, it cuts, anything. And also take it internally to help support and optimize the very system of your body, which we didn't get into, the endocannabinoid system, which regulates and creates the homeostasis, creates the balance from all the gets all the other systems of your body, your immune system, your respiratory system, your endocrine system, everything back on track and balanced again. That's the job of the endocannabinoid system, and the active ingredients of hemp is what supports the proper functioning of your endocannabinoid system. So that's why it's so profound and why there's so much interest. And if people would like to try the OptiVita hemp, you just need to go to my website, which is Dr. Cheryl Selman, or even over on my Facebook page, which is What Women Must Know, because I'm going to be offering a discounted price on the product if people want to try it and see for themselves. For all the reasons that we have spent the last hour discussing, and I'm so grateful to you, Emick, to go through all of these components, because I really wanted to provide an educational time so people understand the benefits of the hemp, but really understand even more importantly what they're looking for if they want a product. And in all honesty, for everyone listening, I don't know of any product out there that is of the same quality, of this has had the same studies done, that has shown through evidence that it is doing the job it's supposed to do, than the OptiVita hemp products. Now, I don't know, there may be other products I've been looking, but I haven't found them yet. So I just want to thank you, Emick, for all the time and effort, and I know we're kind of coming to the end, so we don't have time for the whole story, but I will just briefly tell my audience that story you told me when you were doing quality control for a product, and it went through, I think, 3 stages, and it was almost ready to come out of production line, and you tested it again, and it didn't meet your standards. So what did you do?
Oh, it went to the trash.
God knows how much was in that run, but you threw it all away because it didn't meet your qualities in standards.
Yeah, it was 12,000 units, and they had to go in the trash, and that's just how it was.
I don't know the industry, but I would say you are truly a rare person in this industry to throw out 12,000 units because it didn't meet your standards. That just says so much to me.
Well, you know, part of that too is being willing to admit that you make mistakes at times. But the key is, don't let the mistake get out of the door. Catch it before it goes out.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you learned a lot from that mistake.
Yes.
And it hasn't happened again. So thank you so much for being with us, for being so honest, for really being a paradigm of integrity in this industry, Dr. Emick Blair. It's such an honor to know you and to be able to say you're an associate, you're a friend, and that I know your products are products that I can carry and recommend with absolute certainty. So thank you so much for the great work you're doing.
Hey, thank you so much.
And to all of you listening, thank you for joining me again. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. You're listening to What Women Must Know. And as always, honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.